Colossians chapter 3. Thank you. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. We didn't finish. No, we didn't. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. You're my dearest friend. You're keeping me on track. Now watch this. He did what? Everything in Adam has been placed onto his cross. This is verse 14. And nailed permanently there as a public display of cancellation. Right? And verse 15 says, and then Jesus made what? A public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every what? I want y'all to see this. Stripping away from them what? How many? What did Isaiah 54:17 say? No weapon formed against me. See, he'll threaten you and try to tell you that this is not going to work for you. You're lying. Get out of here. Because see, when you know the truth, you can call his hand. But if you don't know, you let him get away with stuff and put stuff on you. But when you know that every weapon he has been stripped away, hallelujah, hallelujah, have been stripped away, what is stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. He has nothing. He has no power. He has no weapon he can use. He has no power that he can accuse me. I've been set free. I am totally delivered from his dominion. Not when I get to heaven, right now. I am delivered right now. But I have to stand my ground. I have to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. But it's been done. And when you hold up your blood covenant rights, in the name of Jesus, he has to take a flight. Hallelujah. 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 And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoner in a procession of triumph. He had them like a dog on a chain. I conquered these suckers. All these suckers been conquered. They are bound. They can't. When you use my name, they have no freedom to reign. You got them in check. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But if you go, Polly want a cracker. They won't pay you any mind. But you say in the name of Jesus, you're done here, devil. You're done here. You're not putting that on me. And this is the part I've been trying to get to. And the Lord said to do it. He said, y'all stop running round. Like a chicken with a head cut off. About this demon called COVID-19. You stop him! He's a demon. He's an evil spirit. Don't you listen to the world. You listen to your God. And you tell him, I have no place in my life for you. Stop sitting around your house thinking you're going to protect yourself. You better get in the word of God. I'm going to say it. You can wham. But the mask ain't your answer. That's not your answer. You can put 14 on and still get it. But you get some Jesus on the inside of it off. Give what you got. Learn what you got. And put it to work for you. So what do you say? I got attacked. Attack back. Don't sit there. Don't let him put that guilt on you. You declare your rights. I'm going to rise up. I'm taking my place. I'm not going to be moved from my holy place. I'm not going to be moved from my place of protection. Hallelujah. 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 Did not the Bible say? I said, did not the Bible say? Fight the good fight of faith. Don't take it strange. When this stuff come against you, don't think you've done something wrong. It's the devil who's trying to take you out. You refuse to be taken out. You refuse to give up. You take your stand. Bless God. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Hiding from him won't work. There's more trouble coming. But when you know who you are, you can tell old sucker, bring it on. I know. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm an overcomer. I overcome. How do you overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. You're not going to take my testimony. You're not going to stop me. I'm only telling this because I'm prone to do it. Friday morning, I got up and my stomach was feeling unsettled. Throat scratchy. Got to the church. My oldest daughter, Julia, texted me and said, Papa, I'm not feeling well. I think I'm going to have to go home. I said, okay. I said, if what you need to do, go here. To yourself. So I got up. I'm not feeling the best myself. I went down. I laid my hand on her. She stayed. She stayed all her time. She stayed. Meanwhile, I kept on doing what I needed to do. Got home Friday night. And